This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yum. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to Suki Yum.
Il giornata taiba.
Hi, giornata taiba, Lila Kukol. She's speaking Maltese now, too. Yes, this is Campus FM, and today we're going to talk about the benefits of fruit in our diet. Well, let's face it, our food preferences are based on taste, not nutrition, which is why fruit is so popular. So, Dr. Lydia, why should we choose to include fruit in our everyday diet?
First of all, let's acknowledge, what is this, the fruit? The fruit is a sort of the womb for the seeds, because all the fruits keeping the seeds.
How very interesting.
And of course,
the womb of the seed. Okay.
So, and the same like our human pregnancy is the time when all the nutrients is going into the seeds, into the new development of a new life. The same way the fruit, the nature is supporting all the nutrients to the seed to make sure the seed will manifest it as a new life. And that is the reason why the fruit keeping a lot of beneficial nutrients to support the future life. For the plant and for the trees, the fruit is the most, undamaged part to release, because it's dropping anyway. The plant and the trees.
Undamaged way.
I mean, if we're taking the branches, if we're cutting the plant, we are still sacrificing this plant. Mm-hmm. But if we're taking the fruit, we're not sacrificing anything because it's failing.
Mm-hmm. It is following its natural cycle.
Yes, it's following its natural cycle, and we're just receiving the result of the nature manifestation.
It's true, because it has become ripe, and it's time
absolutely
to be cut.
Absolutely. And because of that natural circle, we can receive the highest nutrients from these fruits.
Okay.
As you see, Margaret, many fruits have different shapes. It's a long shape, it's round, it's a shape of the pear, it's mostly round, of course, because it's mm-hmm. the most common form for the nature, yes? And also the womb have a roundish form. And the seeds are growing and ripening inside of the fruit slowly. And then when it's in synchronicity, the seeds and the fruits are ready, it's...
It falls.
Falls, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then what happens? When it falls on the soil, the fruit itself, the softness of the fruit, is feeding the seed to make sure it will continue the life of this plant.
Mm.
So it's nourishing the soil in a place where it's full.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, the fruit, and I will repeat, have an extremely beneficial meaning for our diet. Of course, by color, by shape, very erotical shape, and the smell, aroma, and of course the taste, because all the fruits have a sweet taste.
Mm-hmm.
All this making it very attractive. So it attracted the insect, it attracted the animals, it attracted mm-hmm. the birds, and of course it attracted the human being.
Mm-hmm.
Children, they love fruits if they're not spoiled with the artificial sweetener. If they're spoiled with artificial sweets, they do not like the fruits because the fruits need to be washed. It's very complicated. Mm-hmm. We are the adults making it very complicated. But if children will be grow up in natural environment, they're easy picking up. Why? Because the color is beautiful, mm-hmm. bright,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's convenient to eat, always mm-hmm. soft, and it's already ready. It's like the meal prepared by nature.
No need to cook.
No need to cook. No mm-hmm. need to fry.
True. You can carry it anywhere with you?
Absolutely. So, what is the significant part of the fruit? First of all, it have a fiber. And this fiber is not just a fiber, but mostly soluble fiber.
Mm-hmm. And how does this fiber affect our health?
We need this fiber to make sure the movement of our bowel will be regular. So people nowadays suffering a lot with constipation, with irregular bowel. And one of the common disease is irritable bowel syndrome.
The famous yes. IBS.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, sometimes it's misdiagnosed because...
It is misdiagnosed?
Yes, yes. Because irritable bowel syndrome integrated many different symptoms. But sometimes just need to bring the soluble fiber and the intestine will work.
Even though with IBS you may have bouts of diarrhea, still?
Yes, of course. Of course. What is this irritable bowel syndrome? It's irregular stool. But not only. It's also the spasmodic condition of the intestine, of the colon. So it's also very much connected to the stressful mind condition. So it's a multi-symptomatic syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's misdiagnosed just because it's not enough soluble fiber. What is this soluble fiber? First of all, of course, it's the softness of the fruit, but also it's the peel of the fruit. Unfortunately, in our...
Peel of the fruit?
Yes.
Is it always important to eat the peel?
It's very important because...
Any fruit? Peaches? Plums?
So with the peaches, we need to peel it slightly, this sort of
hairy kind
part.
Of
yes, exactly.
Skin, yes.
But we need to clean it with a brush or with a sponge, and we need to eat the peel because it's store of pectin.
Oh.
What our body is using as a brush for the intestine.
The same pectin we make jam with.
Yes.
Yes.
So, if you will find some connection through the internet to buy pectin as a food supplement, you will pay quite a lot of money. And people do not realize.
And it's there, just it's under the skin
absolutely.
There?
Absolutely.
Oh.
So, and the oranges, for example, they peel. Sometimes it's not good for people to eat the softness of the orange, the fruit itself. But it's essential to eat this white skin.
The pit?
The pit.
No.
The white
that is
skin.
So bitter that we tend to...
No, not the pit, but this whitish skin under the orange.
Ah, the whitish skin under the orange.
Yes. So, because it's also
not the orange
pectin,
skin,
not the orange skin, but this white,
the white,
this soft, you know, this
yes,
usually
the soft,
purple.
yes.
So that is a very good stimulator for peristaltic, for the bowel movement.
Mm. And how can you eat that? It's very bitter.
No, it's not. It's very. Very, very sweet.
Really?
Yes, you
okay.
can. You can cut it in a salad, or you can with a spoon. You just
how
plastic
interesting.
Spoon.
So when we cut the orange, we don't remove that white bit.
No, better not.
And we throw it away every time.
Yes.
We're throwing money away, proteins away, nutrients away.
True. True. We are only running after the sterile and cleanliness.
It's true. We're becoming too sterile. You're right.
What I also want to add, even though we need to be clean, we have to...
In fact, you mentioned a brush or a sponge to actually clean it. No?
Yes, I would love to add the important point. Many fruits nowadays are protected with the wax, with the artificial waxing.
Sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't.
Yes, but they are all, especially from abroad. Of course, Maltese fruits are not covered, but what we're receiving from abroad, they're mostly covered. And
is that
even
dangerous?
The eggs. Well, it is, because first of all, because this wax is artificial.
Okay.
Secondly, can damage not just the digestive system, it also can damage your kidney.
really.
So, what is important is, for example, the apples, all apples are coated
by vaccine. Yeah, I noticed that,
that's
true.
So we need to wash it under the hot water to make sure it's melted.
Okay.
And very useful to use sodium bicarbonate or salt water, sea salt with apple cider vinegar.
Sea salt and apple cider vinegar.
And apple cider
vinegar. Because I normally only put apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
So sea salt with the apple cider vinegar.
With the sea salt, it's even better because it has a sort of osmotic pressure.
Can you explain that?
It's osmotic. Osmotic pressure. So it's chemical mechanism what is removing, pumping the pesticide and artificial ingredients from the fruit or from the food, whatever.
Okay.
And then we need to wipe it. So like this, your fruit will have an absolutely different smell, absolutely different taste. You know, people who are experiencing on my workshop of conscious eating, who are experiencing this taste, they said, oh, now I feel it's the apple. It's not the plastic.
It's true, because it does make it plastic.
And many children do not like to eat the apple just because of this wax. They don't feel it's attractive.
Mm-hmm. Now, fruit is also low in fat, sodium, and calories. And how can this help us in our everyday life?
No, first of all, it's very good for people who are gaining the weight very easily. So instead of to run after the chocolate and any artificial sweets, caramel.
Which gives you only instant satisfaction, and then you would want more, wouldn't you?
Plus it's giving
it's like
a high
drug.
Calorie. Yeah.
Yes.
Plus calories, plus it's fat, yes, like all cookies, all gelaterias,
ice creams.
This is all very fattening, and because it have a high calories, it have a sugar, also refined sugar. So the fruit instead can replace the pleasure of the satisfaction of the sweet, of softness, of aroma. So it's very satisfactory. And nowadays, very popular bananas. Yes, for example, people like it because it's always clean. You're just peeling and it's already there. It's soft, it has a nice aroma, and it's tasty.
This is Margaret R. Jules, and you're listening to Sukiyam on Campus FM with our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. And today we are discussing the nutritional value of fruit. This is so true what you're saying, because since I started that, you know, medical diet, I started detecting how sweet and artificial these things, sweets are, like chocolates and pastries. And you can tell the difference of what is sweet naturally and what is sweet artificially. Believe me, nowadays I feel disgusted every time I try something artificially sweet. So the body itself starts talking to you then.
Absolutely, Margaret. It means through your experience, your body is awakening to the real taste. Actually, it's very good every morning to purify the taste of our tongue just by placing 1 teaspoon of sesame oil, cold pressed sesame oil.
Really?
And do not swallow it. Just
leave it on the tongue.
Leave it on the tongue and keep it for a few minutes.
And why is that important?
Because our tongue is very dirty. Our tongue full of bacteria. So we need to clean our tongue. We need to use the
sesame oil.
Sesame oil, yes. It's very soft and it also have this osmotic pressure.
And why is it important to have a clean tongue?
First of all, because it's infection.
Okay.
Many people nowadays, when the weather is changing, suffering from sinusitis, the throat infection, etc., teeth infection, very popular.
The
dentist,
the tongue we never think of.
Yes, so the dentist is quite popular in civilized countries. Why? Because our food is not supplying the right nutrients, and plus we do not know how to take care about our mouth.
So the mouth has to be clean, not only the teeth, the tongue also.
Of course, of course. And in all pharmacies, you can find this plastic simple instrument to scrub your tongue, which is very useful. But also together, you can use this sesame oil, what will purify your taste. Then you will feel many natural food taste different.
So you awaken your taste buds.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
Is it true that fruit can protect us against cancer and heart disease?
all the fruits have a high level of vitamin C, what is a strong antioxidant. It have a flavonoid, what is also the cancer fighter. And what is very important, and nowadays it's not very popular information, the ripe fruit have oligosaccharides. It's essential sugars, which are restoring the cells' communication.
Which means?
Each of our cells have an informational part. It looks like the ants who have this antennas. So this antennas is like a sort of the wires.
Yes.
Of the communications between different insects. So they're coming to each other and they're touching these antennas.
Okay.
Between.
So the cells connect.
The cells connect. The ants connect. The same way our cells behave.
Our cells
in
behave.
A primitive way, of course. I'm trying to explain the, from the analogy.
No, but it's good.
So two ants coming, they're touching these antennas with each other.
Yes.
And from that, they're sending the information. So the other ant.
And why would we need this information?
Because our immune system has to recognize which cells are yours, which cells are not yours, and have to be eliminated.
To be able to fight them, to fight against
if
them.
If we are not, if we're eating refined food, if we do not have enough this oligosaccharide, this essential sugars, these antennas becoming to be glued.
Ah.
So these antennas are not
working properly.
It's like you put the gel on your hair and all your hair is glued together. So the cells of immune system, I will use this simple language
our listeners to understand. You are explaining it so well.
So the phagocyte.
If I can understand it, everybody will.
Thank you. So the phagocyte, these big cells of immune system, sort of the warriors, they are coming and they're trying to recognize these new cells what is around and they couldn't. So they're eliminating these cells. They're eliminating their own...
The good cells as well. Exactly. They
just
can't detect the enemy.
Yeah, they cannot detect the enemy. Oh. And practically most autoimmune disease based on that lost mechanism of recognition.
So what is an autoimmune disease?
Autoimmune disease is the diseases which are based on this lost capacity of our body to recognize which part is yours, which part is not.
And what happens to you when you have the disease?
And then we have an allergy towards ourselves.
My goodness.
So we can see the rheumatoid arthritis. We can speak about many different type of allergies.
Like asthma, for example.
Like asthma. And we can speak about the condition of autoimmune disease. It's now...
We need to talk about that.
And the number of it mm-hmm. growing. Why? Because of the food.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have, we have a deficiency of this oligosaccharide. Somebody can say, oh, if I will eat this fruits regular, will I restore the system? Mm-hmm. We have to be aware, many fruits came to us from the other countries. And mm-hmm. They was collected when they haven't been ripe.
It's true.
So it means the nutrients are not completed there. They mm-hmm. are ripening on the way.
It's true.
But if they was collected from the stem, all the nutrients are still in the stem.
Ah, so they haven't been released into
They
the
haven't
fruit.
Been released into the fruit. So it's a very, very deep knowledge about how to collect the fruit. The nature is not primitive. The nature is a huge laboratory, very scientific laboratory. And if we're eliminating one part of the process, everything is not working.
Mm-hmm. So these oligosaccharides are very important.
Essential sugars. This is why it's called essential sugars.
And we find them in fruit and maybe vegetables too.
We find them mostly in fruits and aloe vera. It's a particular season when aloe vera is producing this all eight essential sugars, but it's not sweet.
Whenever do you hear anyone talking about the importance of sugars?
Yeah.
Not the white sugar, of course, we're talking about, but the sugar in fruit.
What I would love to point is in Malta you have an amazing capacity to grow your own bananas. what is full of these nutrients.
Mm-hmm. So what you can get locally is much better.
Of course.
Because it arrives ripe.
Yes. And what I discovered, it really surprised me. Malt is actually surprising me more and more. It's easier to grow in Malta. Bananas, avocados, even papaya. This is the exotic fruit what is coming to us from Asia, thousands of kilometers away.
Incredible. And we can grow it here.
Oh, you can grow it here.
So we can take full benefit of that.
Absolutely.
And at least the money will remain in our pockets.
And what I also discovered, like one Maltese banana and can actually replace the satisfaction of maybe 3, 4, 5 bananas from Africa.
My goodness me.
So I was experiencing not only on myself, a lot of people, my friends, my colleagues, was trying as well. The avocado fruit.
So you know people who actually grow them?
Yes, I met some farmers who grow avocado in Malta. And they are nearly twice bigger than the avocado from Asia.
Incredible.
Papaya. One of my friends is growing papaya on her own garden. It's not very big. It's something like the size of maybe a melon.
Yes.
But it's very, very tasty.
So, Dr. Lydia, how can fruit protect us from cancer and heart disease then?
That is a good question. Partly I already answered, because the immune system can be restored.
Okay.
So your immune system actually can recognize the cancer cell and can kill it. The second part is it have antioxidants.
Okay.
Antioxidant working against oxidations, like life.
And this is this vitamin A, E?
It's vitamin A, vitamin E. Uh-huh. In fruit, you won't find a lot, but you can find it.
Yes, but there is a little in each and
every
fruit.
What is also important is some Maltese fruit, particular rich with antioxidants. You can count it as a pomegranate. You can count the prickly pear in the season. And
we neglect both of them, really, in Malta.
Yes, I saw it dying on the branches of the tree, especially
so
pomegranate.
Yeah. So sad.
So the birds and the insects taking care about this fruit and was probably growing very, very, very healthy. But unfortunately...
Healthier than us.
Yeah. So prickly pear... And the pomegranate is rich with potassium, what is very, very important for our membrane.
Mm-hmm.
The membranes have a function to be like a pump between the internal and the external content.
Mm-hmm.
And so our membranes are working better to receive on and to eliminate the waste of the cell if we have a high level of potassium.
Okay.
And fruits have it.
Yes.
Selenium.
In fact, if you don't mind, I have this about potassium. In fact, bananas, prunes, and prune juice, dried peaches and apricots, and the honey melon, together with orange juice, are very rich in potassium. But the richest is the avocado, and it's good news that you said that they're growing it here. In fact, it has 975 milligrams. Whereas the average fruit has between 100 and 300. So imagine how rich avocados are in potassium. The second richest is the pomegranate, the one you mentioned, Dr. Lydia. That's 666 milligrams. And bananas are 422. But I used to think, you know, that bananas had the most potassium. Whereas avocados and pomegranates have more.
Yes. Also, the prickly pear is it's a bit less, but also rich with potassium. Many people nowadays are looking for calcium source. And the fruits are actually a very, very strong supplier for the calcium. And it's easy to use it because the body is recognizing as a natural product. So it's much higher absorption than the, for example, any pharmaceutical or even natural supplemental calcium. What is the percentage of absorption are very, very low, about 5 to 10%. The rest is waste. So we do not understand. Sometimes we're using the vitamins and we are thinking they are working perfectly on us,
yes,
better than the natural product. But unfortunately, it's not, because they are not supplying the enzymes which are the essential part for the process of absorption and digestion.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the prickly pear, Dr. Lydia, and in fact, it has the highest source of magnesium and calcium, 1 to 7 milligrams magnesium and 83 milligrams calcium. Now, the average fruit would have between 10 to 30. Imagine now, we're talking about 1 to 7 here and 83.
Yes, it's also high with the iron. So nowadays also it's quite popular, low red cell blood condition. So women who have a very hard period is losing it regular, the blood. And even this electromagnetic pollution decreasing the quality of the blood.
Electromagnetic pollution. Can you explain that to us?
We are surrounded by a lot of electric equipment.
So you mean the electric appliances we have at home?
Electric appliances creating the field, electromagnetic field, which are not suitable for human being to be. So we are decreasing our vital state just by being around this old computer, TV. Many people sleeping in front of TV. Yes, we discussed about it in the previous meetings. And it's not good for us. So it's not a deadly condition, but if we are already weakened, it's just another drop.
Iron can help us.
The iron of the fruit is keeping our blood in a good state. We're, we're becoming to be more vital. And the chlorophyll of the leafy greens, like we discussed before, and the fruits as well, supporting our blood to restore the red cells. Mm-hmm. So the fruits are essential.
I'm afraid this is all we have time for today, Dr. Lydia. And what are we going to talk about in our next program?
Well, I would love to continue about the benefit of the fruits because it's still much to say. And we can speak about the vegetables.
Okay, good idea. Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia. I just hope that you enjoyed listening to our program, Sukiyam, on Campus FM. And if you'd like to contact us, you can do so by sending an email to campusfm@um.edu.mt. And any questions you'd like to ask about any of the topics we have tackled so far will be answered either by an email or on our program. Don't forget that you can listen to the program Sukiyam at your own convenience on our website www.MaltaUniversityBroadcasting.com. This is Margaret Arjous, who'd like to thank you all for the enthusiasm you are showing towards our programs, and I leave you with this thought. Those who think they have no time for healthy eating will sooner or later have to find time for illness.